We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Here's the conversation. If we think Rodgers is probably going to stay in Green Bay at the end of the day, and we think Russ Wilson's probably going to stay in Seattle at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Of these star quarterbacks that we think might move, who is it? Deshaun Watson's the only real star that is likely to be moved. Likely. I'd say the other guys are unlikely. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But if not, you're talking about drafting a kid at 11. Maybe you trade up in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Go get yourself Kenny Pickett, yep. Cody's guy, Corral, whoever it is, Malik Willis. Because if not, you're talking about Garoppolo. You're talking about Trubisky. They will not put butts in seats. They'll probably make people get mad. Eric in Waldorf has an idea.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. He's a serviceable quarterback. He's not flashy. He's not great. He's never going to be great. Go get Jimmy G. Sign him to a two-year deal. And I'm telling you guys, I know this draft class is not getting a lot of love from the so-called experts like Mel Kiper. Like, who gives a damn what Mel Kiper has to say, but whatever. There's two all-pro quarterbacks hiding in this draft class. Because they're not getting all the hype. They're not getting all the pressure. They're going to go to a team. They're going to get a chance to develop, and they're going to become somebody. They're not going to be the next Tom Brady, per se. But I think Washington wants to take a hard look at Matt Corral or Carson Strong. Strong is tall. If your quarterback's not 6'3", don't draft him. I mean, yes, Kyler Murray is an amazing. But the trend is a taller quarterback is a better quarterback. You can see over the defense. Strong is a better pocket passer. Corral's got more mobility. They both got big arms. Develop those guys, and they're going to be somebody in 2 or 3 years.
Thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate you, man. I mean, that's kind of what you're saying, B, is you got to draft and develop.
Yeah.
And I think if you sign a veteran, right?
Yeah.
You sign Garoppolo and you draft somebody, I think people could be on board for that.
But Garoppolo's not a free agent. He's still got one more year on his deal with $26 million.
He's 26, and then what is his?
You think they're keeping him
for one more year? Would you really want to trade away assets for a guy that you just said is not great? He's not going to get you over the hump.
I'm not advocating to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me be abundantly clear about that.
No, I'd like to take
game,
a week.
Listen, their running game is bailing out running game, and basically their defense is bailing out defense. Their O line is bailing out O line, and he still goes and have pedestrian type numbers, and that's what you want to go get.
They're gonna release him.
How much because guarantee left in this contract?
None. Well, it's the final year of his deal, and it's a $25 million cap savings if they cut him.
They're gonna still try to get something for him.
If Washington gets him for a second and a fourth,
and then what is his number going to be?
That's where it gets complicated because you probably want to get a contract done with him. Okay. You probably want a 2-year extension or something.
What is he supposed to make this year?
His cap number for this season would be $27 million.
27. And he's going to get somewhere around 27, basically.
I mean,
maybe more because he's not going to move to another team and take less.
But B-Mitch, you just said everything around him is great, and he's still putting up pedestrian numbers. He comes here. What's he going to do?
See, that's the question I'm asking. I'm just asking. He comes here. We're talking about giving up something for him. Plus, he's going to take a certain level of number. And then you say you're going to go draft the quarterback as well. Now we're kind of in a situation we've been where we're going to have a lot of money tied up into the quarterback position with an average guy, a guy that you don't know about, moving forward. Why don't you just get the guy that you don't know about and coach him up and build, like we talked about from the beginning, build more around him. You know, and then maybe that quarterback in 2 years, 3 years, is starting to play at a level and you got the rest of the people to help him along the way.
Question for the room. I don't know this. What did Dan like about Alex? Alex was a winner. You look at Jimmy. He's going to be in his second NFC title game in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 1-4 shot of being in his second Super Bowl in 3 years.
Okay.
Somebody out there might look at Jimmy and say, he's a winner.
Yep. And when they were sitting at 6-3, the stadium was empty with Alex, that winner.
Correct.
And the last thing that Dan... and the NFL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Anybody else wants is a damn empty FedEx field next year. And the years to come. So, you get a guy that can go out there and do this, that, and the other, and they're maybe winning or maybe losing. It's going to make everybody run in droves back to the stadium?
I don't think he's the answer. I wouldn't want to give up assets to acquire Jimmy Garoppolo. I just think it's a more real option than people are considering.
Well, I would say this. Based off of just the pure game I saw him play on Saturday, I would say a hard no.
You weren't impressed by 11 of 19 for a buck 30 and a pick?
Nothing he did on the field. And I know, yes, they won the football game. It wasn't because of him. And this is just straight up. Like, you know, a lot of time when a game is over, we do this. That quarterback is 1-0. If you had to go based off his play, he's 0-1. He didn't do a damn thing. Did they score a touchdown as an offense?
No.
Okay. So what are we even discussing here?
And that game was so awful. Neither team had 300 total yards. The Niners had 212 total yards.
Okay, yeah, that's the quarterback I want. Sure, hell yeah.
Chris in D.C. What up, Chris?
Hey, what up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, here's what's crazy. Let's pair out a scenario, since we're doing scenarios. What if Jimmy G goes to the Super Bowl and wins a Super Bowl, and then he's going to be, what, they're going to cut a Super Bowl-winning quarterback?
Hell no.
All right. So, once again, Washington is in the same position, a quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Granted, we do need a quarterback. There's other needs on this football team than a quarterback. If you look at the drafts.
Yeah, but none of them are as important. There are other needs.
Okay.
But quarterback's by far the most important.
I understand that. But at the same time, you don't need a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady to go out there and win the Super Bowl. Look at Matt Hasselbeck. They went to the Super Bowl. You got quarterbacks going to the Super Bowl that are not superstars. Granted, it's quarterback-loaded league, but how do you stop a quarterback? You got to have a good defense. Look what Bill Belichick did to Peyton Manning all those years.
So do you want to keep the current plan and just keep putting random QBs in there? That you're good with
it? Another thing. Look at what – do you actually trust this organization with the rookies right now? Look at Josh Dotson. Look at all these rookies they drafted, first-rounders, that not panned out.
That's a fair point. Thank you for the call, bud. Appreciate you. I hear – Landfill, how hard do you have to hold back from barfing when people call in and say, just build the defense, the quarterback will come?
It's basically the single most enraging thing that I have to deal with. The Bills were like the best defense in football, and Patrick Mahomes went 45 yards on them in 13 seconds, and then after they got the ball in overtime, they completely walked down the field and scored a touchdown with the Bills offering zero resistance. Enough of this defense. Enough.
The thing I say is this.
There's ways to win regular season games, and then in the playoffs, when it gets late January, early February, it's really tough to do without an elite quarterback.
But we have these fans are only repeating what we've heard the head coach state. He stated that. And the thing of it is this, though. When I hear people talk about get a great defense, I keep saying the rules today are catered to the offense. And when I saw Sean McVay throw it down the field, Tom Brady throw it down the field, Pat Mahomes throw it, you know why? They got people that can go get it. But also, if you happen to touch somebody, that flag comes out real quick against the defense most times. You know what I'm saying? So when we're going to build a defense, build a defense, build a defense, our defense got carved up all year. What makes people think that if I build a defense, a quarterback's coming? How about you build the O-line? If you build an O-line and build a D-line and get out of it, we had a D-line that was basically supposed to be trying to go out and compete for historical numbers, and they didn't. It goes back to the simple thing, developing talent. And again, putting butts in seats. I don't know why we want to sit up here. We understand for the last 20-plus years what this thing is about, but we ignore that because, yes, other teams have great quarterbacks. Other teams did, but we got a long list of stuff that would probably make the top quarterback say, I will stay away from that place.
Phone lines are packed. Jimmy G? Jimmy G in D.C.? Landfill's not into it. What about you? 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.